Welcome to the Middle Church Podcast, a multicultural, multi-ethnic, intergenerational movement of spirit and justice, powered by revolutionary love with room for everyone. No matter where you are, how you look, or who you love, we pray this podcast will help you on your journey. Here's this week's sermon.
Our hearts are so full today with the special blessedness of this community, gifted, talented, irreverent, funny, wicked, in the best way, badass, doing the very best, trying hard, as my friend Amanda says, to serve you and your people. It's hard out here, God. So we just ask that you would hold us in a special, tender way. And that the brief words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Am I the only person in this room that'll play Gethsemane like 10 times in a row? Just turn it on and play it 10 times in a row? Be looking for that next version? Ooh, what year did he sing that? Most recently, I found a 50-year anniversary of Jesus Christ Superstar Gethsemane with Ted Neely, the original Jesus, not typecast for his physicality. You know what I'm saying? A little too white, a little too blonde, but what a voice, yeah? 50 years later, last year at 80, singing Gethsemane with the movie playing in the background. So while Jesus is, y'all don't look for it right now, but you should. Let me finish. So while Jesus is climbing up the mountains in the movie, this 80-year-old man is on his knees on a stage singing the first few verses, and by the time he gets to the climax, he's standing and doing the gestures. He's 80, not missing a note. Holy God, I've played it, I don't know, 5 times a day for the last few weeks. Almost like a prayer, like a meditation. Like I'm maybe a priest inside the temple, inside the Holy of Holies, standing inside the Holy of Holies for all the people, singing. If there is a way, take this cup away from us. If there is a way, take this cup because we don't want to drink its poison. The cup is full of mourning and sorrow and anger and helplessness, and God, pain and disappointment. What in the hell is going on in our world? I don't want to say the hard things because you know them, but the broken bodies, hungry children, the violent discourse in the public square, it's horrible. And our babies are inheriting a world gone crazy. So I play Gethsemane over and over again, and then I scroll for some little kid talking about going to kindergarten and being the only brown girl in her class. Have you seen that one? And her mother says, what do you do when you're the only one? She said, I'm just be myself, because I'm the only one like me. And the mommy says, show me how you walk in the room. And she just... because her mother is teaching her that though there is a bitter cup of poison, there's also a fountain filled with love. Flowing from Emmanuel's veins. And all of us who are broken, all of us who are outcast, all of us who feel sorrow, all of us who have lost folks, all of us who feel down and distressed and disturbed and depressed and disgusted with the world's politics, also know that there is a love that will not let us go. And we know, because we know how this story ends, that the cup of poison isn't the last sip, that there is a life blood, a cup of joy, a cup of love, a cup of life, a cup of belonging, a cup of wholeness, a cup of shalom at the end of this story, where the risen God is having snacks on the beach with his friends. And I'm sorry, not drinking grape juice, but wine, and enjoying the life that God has for us. Do you believe God has life for us? I believe God has life for us. Life, an abundant life for us. Life where there's no more tears, life where there's no more heartbreak, life where all of the people praise God by all the names, but in one voice, in many dialects, in many languages, saying, God is love, God is love, God is love, and you are loved. I get up in the morning with a blessed assurance that though weeping lasts for a night, joy comes in the morning. That though we have broken hearts, they will be healed because we are the healers. Though we feel cast out, we will be gathered in. And when I say we, I don't mean we. I mean all the people. All the people, todos los gentes, all of the people who know that love is stronger than hate. We've got gathering to do. We've got hands to reach out to the ones who don't feel confident on that day. We've got love to show to the ones who are too angry, too hurt, too upset, too despondent to feel the love. We've got ambitious, fierce love to offer to the one who doesn't even want to look at us because they're so upset. And I don't think we get to choose who we'll love that way. I think it's incumbent upon us to be frisky with our love, to be lavish with our love, to be flirtatious and dangerous with our love, to break boundaries with our love, to crack things open with our love, to do the stupidly, ridiculously, shame-filled, humiliating things with our love, to say I'm sorry to the one you don't want to apologize to, to be in conversation with the one you're so pissed off at, you're like, no. I know I'm singing some of y'all's song. To do the embarrassing thing, to do the go the extra mile thing, to take a risk thing, to be the one who starts it again thing, to break the rules thing. This story is about choosing to be of the empire or to be of the reign of God. We know the empire's rules. They're clear. They pretend to be in constitutions. They pretend to be in polity, in churches. They pretend to be in HR handbooks. They pretend to be in policies and practices. But the reign of God rules are just wild with love. Their see somebody on the street and help them rules. Their give away your money rules. Their take another chance rules. Their make up when you should stay broken up rules. They are love rules, because love rules. And that's it. That's it. That's all. Empire or love? Empire or radical welcome? Empire or fierce connectivity? Empire or ferocious courage and rule-breaking kindness? Which one are we going to choose, people? Which one are we going to choose? I choose love. How about you? Yes. Amen. If you want to choose love, here's the crazy, wonderful thing about Middle Church. You don't have to do anything but choose it. Just go to the website at middlechurch.org/join and click love. No, I'm sorry, click join. And just exactly as you are a part of our family. And we invite you to come to class so you can learn about us and we can learn more about you. But you don't have to take any tests or pay any dues to be a part of our love movement. We want you just as you are. And if you want to come to this physical site, come just as you are, in your blue jeans, in your Sunday best. We're happy to have you. And if you want to make love happen everywhere, please, please, please be generous in your donations. We make this kind of love happen because you're generous with your donations. So join us, help us, love the world into healing. Amen.
Thanks for listening, friends. To learn more about Middle Church, visit middlechurch.org. You can help grow this movement of love and justice by rating us on Apple or Spotify and by sharing this episode with a friend or two. Send us an email at info@middlechurch.org if you have any questions or comments. We hope you'll come back next week. Bye for now.